Hey, Jalen, I saw Chris seen the documentary, and did he have any feedback from you guys on it?
He has not seen it. He says he doesn't want to see it until the world sees it.
Well, let me talk about that, because that's kind of the elephant in the room. A lot of people felt like, you know, if he didn't do a 2011 interview, was there a beef with the team or something that was an undercurrent? It's not. For whatever reason, you saw what the young man went through. He called time out, the allegations. For whatever reason, he's not ready to discuss it. And every time I watch the doc, I learn something different about each person. And I think back to when, after we lost to Duke, he said that broke his back. And he didn't want that to happen after the Carolina game. So imagine how he feels after the Carolina game.
Yeah.
And he really carries that. Now, and for all you young people out there, it's a learning experience. The next step for he, as all of us, is find a way to let it go. Release it. Appreciate the positive that happened. Let go of the negative that hurts. Because he has a blessed life. It's not like he's somewhere living under a freeway trying to figure where he's going to get his next meal. I mean, he's doing a great job with his career. So hopefully he finds a way to release it.